In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys some tough love. It might actually be the reason why you haven't experienced the growth that you've been desiring and why that's actually a gift. Let's cue that intro, get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. All right, I wanted to talk about something super important, and that is why sometimes you aren't growing as fast as you would like. Have you ever been building your business or your social media platforms and you see an ad in the newsfeed and it makes you wish that you were 10 times further along than you currently are? Or maybe you saw someone advertising their $20 million per year business and it made you say like, ugh, I wish I was there. Or you saw someone who went viral, and not only did they go viral, but they continually go viral time after time after time, or they get tons of engagement and you look at it and you're like, ugh, I wish I had that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about why we need to normalize incremental growth. Now, here's the thing. If you are anything like me, you may love the idea of exponential growth. I love the idea of exponential growth. I remember the first year when I ran my business, and I think I did like, gosh, it was like $120-something or $130,000 in the first year, the first full year of business. And then the year after that, we like 9x'd it. And then I was like, this is amazing. We're going to keep 9x'ing our business. So literally we went from 100-something thousand to almost a million over the course of 1 year. And I just remember thinking like, this is incredible. What if we just keep growing by 8 or 9 or 10%? Like, this would be amazing. And so when the year after that came and we didn't grow by 8 or 9%, 8 or 9X, which is 800 or 900%, I was super disappointed. Have you ever experienced that feeling, that sadness that you haven't grown as quickly as you did in a past time or as quickly as someone else? What's really interesting to think about, though, is that in that moment, I was wanting to have basically the skill set of someone who can handle a $6-7 million per year business. Meanwhile, I hadn't learned how to be a leader at $900,000 per year at that point. I hadn't learned how to communicate with a team. I hadn't learned how to systematize things, plan for growth. I didn't learn how to follow through in my commitments. And so I didn't realize it at the time, and this might be speaking to you directly, but not growing by 8 or 9x the next year was actually a gift, because the truth is I hadn't learned the lessons at $1 to $2 million per year in order to grow by 900 or 1,000% in the following year. And so I want to challenge you in this moment. Are there lessons that you are currently meant to be learning where you're at here now today? For example, how to honor your commitments, how to send out proposals on time, how to communicate with the clients that you currently have, how to follow through with the opportunities that are given to you. Are there things that you have in front of you right now, opportunities for learning new skill sets that you haven't learned? Because just like a video game, the big boss at the end of the level, you don't get to the big boss until you've learned the skills that prepare you to handle that big boss. And honestly, business and building businesses is a lot like a video game. While it is super fun, while it is challenging as all get out, while it's an adventure, there are critical skills that you have to learn along the journey that if you don't learn them, there's going to be a huge issue down the road. And this is oftentimes why businesses that have massive venture capital early on have a lot of issues. It's because they were handed basically the keys to a Porsche when they just got their driver's license, when the truth is they should probably learn how to drive on a car that's slightly less responsive. And the same thing is true as you build a bigger platform, as your clients get bigger, as the pressure gets bigger, as your billings get bigger, as your team gets bigger. There are skills and tests that you're going to have that you have to pass in order to grow. And honestly, for your business to double, triple, grow by 10x, before you've learned those skills would actually lead to much bigger problems. So if you're listening to this today and you're like, well, I guess I don't follow through on commitments on time. I guess I am having trouble keeping my word to my clients. I'm having trouble invoicing, collecting invoices. I'm having trouble communicating with just my one team member. Be so grateful that the bigger opportunity hasn't come to you, because the bigger opportunity actually leads to a bigger, more public failure if you do not learn those skill sets. And so as much as I was frustrated when my business didn't 9x the following year, I didn't realize that this was a lesson that I would keep coming back to time and time and time again. So as much as it was important that my business grew at first, when I actually plateaued and got stuck, it was actually a gift. It was a gift that my prayers for massive growth weren't answered. For example, even to this day, I'm learning how to handle complex issues and conversations that previously were way above my head. Even to this day, I'm learning how to handle criticism and different beliefs than what I personally share with my audience. I'm learning how to be more responsible with my platform, how to honor diverse voices, how to handle conversations about things that I haven't learned about, and how to learn about those things. So it's a gift when we are not gifted the prayers that we've had, when we are not seeing those prayers answered when it comes to growth in platform, in opportunities, in revenue, or our business. Be so grateful and ask yourself, actually like do an inventory and say, what lessons am I being brought back to time and time again? Is it consistently prospecting? Is it sending out your proposals on time? Is it learning how to communicate and lead a team? The truth is, you guys, like during those seasons, there's actually a book called In the Meantime by Ianla. And I could be saying her name wrong, but this book is incredible because I got this book thinking it was about what to do in exactly the situation I'm talking about right now. And it turns out, this is really funny inside story, it turns out that the book is what to do in the meantime while you're waiting for your long-term love relationship. And I didn't realize that because I didn't read the subtitle. So we were at the pool with a bunch of friends and I opened the book and started reading it. And my husband Paul said, what's that? And I was like, in the meantime, it's a great book about what to do in the meantime. And he's like, in the meantime of what? And I said, just the meantime. And I looked at the subtitle and realized it was about in the meantime for your love relationship. So even though that book wasn't the right fit for what I was looking for at that time, it was a great lesson in what can I learn in the meantime? How can I prepare myself to be the influencer, the leader, the business owner, the steward of money? In the meantime, how can I learn those skills until it happens? And you'll be amazed oftentimes by what doors open up when you prepare yourself, you learn the skills, you do the work, you correct the areas that need some adjustment, and you take criticism and then use that as feedback to grow. So if you are listening to this and you're like, daggone it, I really want to double my business, but she's right, I'm not finishing my clients' projects on time, I'm discarding huge opportunities that are big, or I'm backing away from things that scare me, this is your reminder that you just have to face those things in order for you to get to that next level. You have to beat the big boss at the end of each level in your business. I hope that this episode has served you. If you've enjoyed this episode and you say, you know what? I like Rachel's style. I want to be mentored by Rachel. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Gross. Let's just not talk about that. Head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE, clickforlife.com. And feel free to apply to work directly with me in mentorship and mastermind. I will catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.